Before that luncheon, hours before, crowds of people holding tickets for the inauguration lined up outside checkpoints. As NPR's Netta Ulaby found, some of those people never made it to their allotted places.
Darian Singer and Christopher Rowland thought they had it made. The two had scored a pair of tickets to the blue section, right on the grounds of the Capitol. They got in line this morning at 7 a.m., and they waited and waited and waited.
It was ridiculous.
There must have been, and they over-ticketed. At the end of the day, there's no way all these people could have fit in the space on the mall that was designated blue. It was just over the top.
A massive crush of people held the streets around First and Constitution in human gridlock for hours. They included Judy Helms and her daughter, Madeline Middlebrooks, from St. Louis, Missouri.
We were purple ticket holders, and there's supposed to be two gates open, and they only opened up one gate, so those who were up against the first gate, we just never got in. We're just in a huge crowd, and no information. Police officers wouldn't talk to us, security wouldn't talk to us, there was no information.
Police on the scene would not verify any of the stories circulating through the crowds. That overflow from more expensive sections took up room in the purple, silver, and blue, or that mobs pushing past barriers resulted in gates being sealed. Capitol Police Chief Philip Morse told the Washington Post that the crowd was cut off after a surge at the end. Mark Beavers was among those turned away at the Purple Gate.
I feel like we just were, I don't know, just doomed or cursed with these tickets that were supposed to be great, and we were just completely shut out.
Beavers, like many other inaugural ticket holders, says he wishes he'd bailed earlier and stood with the masses further down on the National Mall, or even at a bar. For that, it's not too late, says frustrated ticket holder Christopher Rowland.
We're going to go watch the reruns on TV and drink.
Rowland says at least the crowds were generally orderly. And he says although he participated in a cold, unfun part of history, at least he was sort of there. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.